You got it from the sisters?
Yeah, I'm one of four, and I'm the youngest one. I've got two older sisters and an older brother. So when I come along, there's about nearly 20 years between me and my older sister. So in a way, it was like I had two mothers, because my older sister, she kind of mothered me as well. But wherever I went, I was always looked after because everybody was older than me. But apart from my brothers and sisters, I've got hundreds of cousins, because my mum was one of 13 and my dad was one of 5. So between them, I've got hundreds of first cousins, hundreds of second cousins. And when I was young, I didn't mix with any Gorgie people at all. And it wasn't because I didn't like them, but it was because everything I needed in life was within my own community. So I didn't look outside my own family to make friends, because all my cousins was my best friends. And that was all I needed. And I loved my cousins. They wasn't like cousins, they was like me brothers and sisters. And in the winter, when we were settled, there was a site just down the road. I could walk to it in 5 minutes. And I had all my cousins used to pull back there for the winter. And so I was never lonely. And then when we went shifting in the summer, we shifted with our own family again. So wherever I was never without family. And it was such a good system. It's changed a bit now because people have settled down. People don't travel so much. And you kind of get a bit isolated. But when I was young, there was nothing better in life than being a gypsy child on the road with your family and your cousins all around you.
Have you ever lived in a wagon?
I've never lived in a wagon myself. By the time I was born in 1970, there was very few wagons about, so most travellers then was in trailers. Although my mum was born in a wagon. She was born at Ivy Bridge. And my dad, I think my dad was born around Plymouth somewhere, but he was born in a wagon as well. And they also had tents back then. So they didn't just have a wagon, they had a tent that they'd live in. And I've heard so many stories from my mum about it. I feel like I know what it was like. And she told me a sad story only just the other day, that all the children, they had two tents and a wagon. The mum and dad used to sleep in the wagon with the little babies. And the girls had one tent and the boys had another tent. And of course there was no electricity, so they used to have, their light was a candle. And they'd all gone to sleep, but somebody had left the candle burning on a little table in the tent. And my mum woke up, she wasn't very old, maybe 8 or 9, and the tent was alight, because the candle had burnt down, caught the table alight, and it wasn't very long until the tent was alight. And she shouted and she ran and she got all the little brothers, all the little sisters out. But everything they had in that tent was burnt to the ground. Everything, the tent and everything in it, was lost. So that must have been very frightening, mustn't it?
Yes, sir.